Well, hello there. I'm Brendan Haley, the creator of It Listens from the Radio. Thank you so much for your continued support of our spooky little show. We truly hope you're scared. Boo. Independent projects such as this rely entirely on the generosity of, well, you all. No pressure. So, that being said, if you are able, please consider giving to the show a favorite cast member or crew member. Anything and everything helps us make more weird and wacky Halloween spooky content that you get to enjoy. All right. Enough of that. Enjoy the show, and thank you so much for listening.
National Guard has landed in the vicinity of Los Angeles today and ready to combat the extraterrestrial threat.
Residents look to the skies, paralyzed and panic-stricken.
Residents are paralyzed with fear by the utter devastation. What is the government not telling us?
You're listening to KSNP Radio Watch 1983.
Major carriers and politicians from across the globe have vanished from office today, descending into the Earth's core.
You have an encounter with radio entity. We want to hear your story. Our lines are open. So call in and let us know your tale of fright.
Where is the radio entity?
The one thing on everyone's mind, where is the radio entity?
Where is the radio entity?
When will it strike again?
In the dark of the void, I sense a nefarious presence emanating from across the cosmos. A presence I've not felt for an age. My court of eldritch profanity, I fear our sworn enemy has returned. It is a little world, a human world. Earth. Even the name bears a most odious savor. Too long have we sat idle as our own stirred the galactic pot. The time to enforce terrible consequences now, before we ourselves are threatened.
But what will be done, my grotesque old queen? My face!
Silence, foolish cutlet. Your incessant queries do you no favors here, General Honolog?
Of course, my liege. I am in the palm of your immaculately slicked tendrils.
My court. Today, I declare war against these insipid human fleshbags. Today, I deploy our most formidable forces to do battle the most hostile as they retrieve our enemy from human clutches. Today, I command you all with vigorous fervor. Return that foul-mouthed radio entity to my most profane bosom.
I saw a fire in the sky. I heard my radio say every stupid human is just about to die. I left my baby alone at the homecoming dance, cause any flashback doesn't stand a chance. The sound of apocalyptic tidings all around. Let your fear shake the ground. And
every lady at a Tupperware party's gonna scream her head off when it comes.
Humanity is on thin ice and the ice is starting to crack. Strange entities are not so nice, so you better watch your back, Jack.
Or have a heart attack.
The signs are ominous, could the end be near? The happenings at Lover's Lane are undeniably queer. You probably don't believe your eyes and you don't want to see. So please sign up for electroshock or a frontal lobotomy. I saw a fire in the sky. I heard my radio say every stupid human is just about to die. I left my baby alone at the homecoming dance, cause any flashback doesn't stand a chance. Entities are not so nice, so you better watch your back, Jack, or have a heart attack. I saw a fire in the sky. I heard my radio say every stupid human is just about to die. I left the homecoming dance, cause any flashback, cause any flashback doesn't stand a chance.
Palms Institute for the Irreparably Disturbed. Don't fret, you're going to be just peachy. We've long known of the impending destruction of our planet's delicate social ecosystem. War, bigotry, rock music, it's all got to be just too much for your tiny little brains to handle. That's why we've employed a talented staff, well equipped for all your most troubling psychosis needs. I'm Dr. Wright. Let me into your mind, and I'll clean up that slobbish mess and turn you into the best version of you that you can be for you.
I was pulling the patch 24 hours a day, but now I'm A-okay. Thanks, Dr. Wright.
I used to think I was haunted by my dearly departed Rufus. Then I found the Institute and realized that I was just paranoid. Thanks, Dr. Wright.
So check in to the Neon Palms Institute for the Irreparably Disturbed today.
We'll make sure that big, bad world just beyond your comfortable lanai never screws with you again. Today on our popular in-house radio program, Mental Floss, we're opening up the vaulted doors of the isolation ward to meet one of our most intriguing patients. No doubt you've read about this enigma in your local papers over the last few months, and now you'll get to hear her confront her demons from across the airwaves. Suffering from delusions of grandeur, acute paranoia, a self-destructive gravitation to hostility, and so much more, please welcome to our show, Diana Sane. That's right, nurse. Sit Miss Sane down next to me.
It's Zane, Diana, Zane, with a Z.
Now, Diana, forgive me if I cut to the chase, but you've been here longer than most other patients we've housed, miraculously resisting all applied forms of treatment. Would you say that you always subscribed to such stubborn lifestyle practices, or, in the words of the bard, were they just simply thrust upon you?
I'm really not supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be back in 1957. This is a huge misunderstanding. You don't even realize how...
Of course you're not. That's why you've got to let me inside that little noggin of yours so that you can get better. Because you can't spell treatment without M-E-M-E.
You lopsided dung beetle.
Oh my! We've got a real crazy spitfire here, listeners.
I am not crazy. The longer you don't listen to me, the more danger we're all in. It might be too late already.
Ah, yes, the impending threat of alien invasion, tentacled radios of mythology soaring across the skies, and you're the only one who can stop it. That sounds to me like you've cultivated this protagonist fantasy to cope with some unknown past trauma. It's more than a touch overly manipulative.
Overly manipulative? You've got to be kidding me.
Why don't we delve into just what that trauma might be?
Don't you dare doctor me. I don't have past trauma. I don't have a past at all before the entity showed up. But what's important now is that the radio is still out there and is not going to stop terrorizing us all until it has consumed the whole world. Please, please, anyone who's listening, I implore you to believe me.
Seems as though things are getting a bit too exciting. Nurse Reticence, a mild dose for Diana.
You shocked me.
I do have that effect on people. Fear not, my passive compatriots of neon palms. What your ear holes have just witnessed is the revolutionary buzz-buzz of electroconvulsive therapy, otherwise known as shock treatment. Using this effective practice to aid the recovery of everyone from the criminally insane to the average schoolyard punk, we can see hope for our troubled Miss Sane yet.
It's Zane.
Wow, I must admit, that's almost as dazzling as the sparklers on the 4th of July.
You're sick.
I think that's quite enough fun for tonight, Nurse Reticence.
Shall I take Miss Sane back to isolation?
If you would be so kind, Cynthia, might I just say you're looking ravishing as ever?
It's my cadaverous pallor. It glistens in the fluorescence.
No, please, don't take me back there. You have to know. Deep down, I'm telling the truth.
Why don't we give you a nice soothing sedative to send you off to Slumberville?
Get your mannish... hands off of... No, please.
And now for a commercial break from our generous sponsor, the Tasty Mills Cereal Corporation. Mm-mm. Up next, what is depression? And where can I find some? Stay tuned.
Let me out of here. You can't keep me trapped forever. Someone will come for me, I swear.
Wake up and smell the baba ganoush, darling. Ain't nobody coming for you.
Wait, who's there? What are you doing in my cell? I'll fight you.
Oh no, I tremble in the presence of Sadie Hawkins, or whatever your name is.
Diana.
Ah, pretty. pleased to finally make your acquaintance, Bunk Buddy.
Bunk Buddy?
The name's Reese. Reese Grecian. I was just next door up until this fine establishment decided to stiff the paychecks on the staff. You know, they gotta downsize the likes of us now so they can keep control, seeing as how we outnumber them. But hey, at least you got a friendly face to look at.
We outnumber who?
The staff! Christ, you always a slow?
Sorry. I'm just not used to having people around.
I get it, compadre. Cigarette?
Oh, no. Not anymore.
All the more for me.
Oh, Jesus, just give me that.
Atta girl.
How did you... How did you even get a cigarette in here?
Ye old prison law. You scratch my back, I scratch yours, yada yada. And Barkley was his name, oh. Penny for your thoughts, Rumi?
Oh, it's nothing. I was just thinking about something the doctor said earlier about past trauma.
No, don't do that. That butt for brains is always trying to get up inside our heads. I heard tell from Crazy Belinda in Block 7 that the doc's got this super secret surgical lab where he zaps us lab rats into a mental state of compliance. Zombification of the suburbanites, she called it, or, you know, some mashugana. If you ask me, I think the loon's angling to turn us all into his own personal army of kooks.
After what I've seen, I'm not surprised in the least.
Oh, right. You're the alien gal. I've always wanted to ask you something.
Okay.
Do those aliens of yours really probe people? You know, up, down, under? Because I don't know about you, girlfriend, but I'm always looking for a new thrill.
Hello? Anybody? Please! I don't want to be here. Doc, please. You gotta let me out. I want to see the sky again. The green of grassy hills. The smell of freshly cooked breakfast. Another day in here, and I swear I'll snap like a twig.
Well, if that's the case, Mr. Harper, it will please you to know your rapid recovery from these intimate sessions of ours has astonished me.
The doctor is astonished.
Why, I dare to say you're as right as rain.
He dares to say you're right as rain, Mr. Harper.
Oh, Doc, you mean it? I'm free to go?
Don't be ridiculous. You're an emotional cripple. But that's what you wanted to hear, wasn't it? Think of my personal style as a medical professional, much like a dance, a foxtrot, if you will. I lead you along, smooth and satisfying, with words you want to hear and steps most dainty. Then we spin it around and you find yourself helpless in my embrace as we dive and jive.
Oh, God, no! I can't take this anymore!
None of that, Mr. Harper. I know my experiments have been hard on you these past few weeks, but there is some good news.
Doctor, the new radio set is connected to the main generator. All is ready for tonight's experiment. I just need to link up these wires to your and Mr. Harper's cerebrums.
Fibbity fabulous! You've always been my most dedicated pupil, Cynthia. Truly the power behind the throne.
Malcolm, you panty wetter.
You ain't seen nothing yet, sex kid.
Malcolm, not here. This is our place of work. If we give in to our baser instincts so easily, we become just like our dear, ill-fated Mr. Harper here.
Ill-fated?
Cynthia!
Apologies, Doctor. It just slipped out.
Wait, no, please. I don't want to be ill-fated. I don't want to die.
Die? No, Mr. Harper, you're not going to die. You've got a higher purpose to serve before such a fateful day swings your way.
What do you mean?
I'll be honest with you, Mr. Harper. The patients here don't know what it's like outside these upright walls. I've been protecting you all from the truth. There really was a radio entity once. An alien being that came to this planet and raged terrible havoc. I was there when it conquered Los Angeles, watching as neighbor turned on neighbor under its tentacled reign. Ever since then, when I look out my window, I see a bitter world. One that's been forever divided by greed and filth. A filth of the human spirit. A filth that I've spent the better half of my life combating through research and non-traditional experiments. Yes, my experiments might carry a high mortality rate, and yes, might shock my dear old mother. But tonight, God willing, we'll reach that promised land of success at last, with you, Mr. Harper. Think of it, a world where nobody feels pain or loss, a world made free from the shackles of greed and perversion. And it's all made that way because you helped me perfect the strange and unholy power of the radio entity, which now I have harnessed. With your help tonight, we can rule people's minds, reach them from across vast lengths of land and sea, tell them how to live again, how to get clean.
It's called brainwashing, you psychopath. Not to mention gaslighting us all about what's really going on outside this place. You're sick. You're really sick!
Not for the first time I've been told so, and certainly not the last. Nurse, turn on the radio.
No! I beg you! Please! Somebody help me!
Help, Diana! Please, we need you!
Where's Diana?
Whoa, you all right, Rumi?
Oh, nightmares. Just nightmares.
The bad kind or the good kind? Looks like somebody forgot to pay the electric bill.
I don't know. These faults in the power seem to be getting more and more consistent and always in the dead of night.
Ooh, I like how you said that. Mucho macabre.
It's pronounced macabre.
Eh, tomato, tomato.
Wake yourselves, ladies. It's time for your social hour.
At 3 a.m? Don't you think that's a bit late?
Oh, hush that pestilent tongue of yours.
My mildly eloquent yet perpetually frantic friend here has got a point. What gives, broad?
You can't expect to heal without some nice human contact once in a while.
Well, Diana, it seems like the age of asking questions is over.
Trot along, ladies.
I don't like this. I've got a terrible feeling.
Right there with you, sister. My stomach's in a bunch. I feel like the Thanksgiving when my Aunt Eldry baked a famous cheddar jello souffle.
I meant about the social gathering. They've never made us do this before.
Oh, right. My guess? We're probably going to be singing with the angels tonight. Might as well go out with a bang.
File into your seats, everyone. Nice and orderly. Settle down. Quiet, please. Quiet. Now, we've got quite the indulgence in store for you tonight. as a result of our good work here at the Neon Palms Institute for the Irreparably Disturbed, the Doctor has secured a special treat through one of our anonymous benefactors.
Anonymous benefactors?
You think it might be Liberace? I've always thought that guy's an absolute hoot.
Quiet.
Sorry, I'll shut up now.
For your entertainment tonight, I present you with the newest addition to the social wing, our brand new used Crossley radio, generously provided by our adoring Mr. Lustcraft. I almost forgot. Our kind friend would like to remain anonymous.
The radio. That's the radio.
Who?
The radio.
I don't follow.
The alien entity that I have been warning you all about. It's here. It's right there. Somebody smash it, quick.
Compose yourself, Diana. We wouldn't want to stir up a scene during playtime.
Get your hands off of me. I'll smash that damned thing myself if I have to. Ugh. Get out of my way, Frankenstein. Move it.
Honestly, treat Mr. Harper with some decency. He's been through quite a night.
Oh my God, what is he?
My crowning achievement in the study of mass radiotherapy.
Hubba hubba, I'd like to climb that zombified 7-foot tree.
Quiet. The Doctor and I are in the middle of a presentation.
Quite right, Cynthia. I'll take care of things from here.
My friends, radio is a magical invention. An invention that transports the mind to realms far beyond comprehending. Some say it is also a conduit, a tap into the depths of the human psyche. Earlier this evening, the newly silent Mr. Harper helped me unlock the deep-seated potential of this radiotastic theory, bringing us out of the Stone Age and into the future. You are the lucky first group of people to benefit from my hard work. Isn't that right, Mr. Harper?
What did you do to Mr. Harper? He's clearly unwell and in need of real medical attention.
Diana, how fibbity fabulous for you to volunteer.
I didn't volunteer. I don't want any part of your Roger Corman wet dream.
You don't have a choice so long as you're within our care. Mr. Harper, carry Diana to the front of the group.
I'll get off of me.
Yeah, leave my prison wife alone. What? You were all thinking it anyway.
Drop her down by the Doctor and hold back her arms, Mr. Harper.
Peachy, now head up with eyes and ears wide open and these wires attached to your temples. That is key if you want to get the full experience. How eerie. Don't those speakers look just like little eyes?
You're monsters. You're all monsters.
That's hurtful, Diana. We simply want to help you. In fact, facing your greatest fear, a radio, is probably doing you a world of good. It must be tapping into all those abstract thoughts behind that wall of yours.
Get out of my head, dumbass.
Always defensive, always a punk. Wouldn't it be nice to live your life free of that wall? To let me in and help you clean up your troubles? That's what I seek to do right now with the turn of the switch.
No, please, don't. You don't know what you're unleashing. Oh, you're all monsters.
First you, and then the rest of this podunk town.
Monsters. Freaks, radio freaks, you're monsters! Where am I? Is this heaven?
No. No. It's your subconscious, silly.
What?
I'm here. I'm finally here. I've got to admit, for all the trouble of you over the last few months, you keep an immaculately tidy void.
It'll make my job in wiping your mind much easier.
I knew it. I knew you were always up to something nefarious.
Just relax while I do my work. Focus on your memories. You won't have them for much longer.
Like hell.
Oh, what is that?
For all that supernatural vagabonding you've done, you should know better. We're in the incorporeal realm, and I've decided I'm made of marshmallow.
For all this pomp and presentation, I really don't get what this guy's motivation is.
You!
What? Like you're surprised to see me?
So, you've been hiding out in my mind all this time?
Yeah, sort of. I'm not the real entity. Just remember me. You're the one calling the shots in here, huh, Mama?
We've got to stop him. I mean, not even for me, but before he can hurt Reese and the others.
What did you have in mind?
Well, you said I'm the one calling the shots in here, right? Well, how about we play by the doctor's rules for theatrical flair?
Ooh, yeah, let's get a freaking high drop in here.
Bingo. I just need to concentrate. I think.
Clean! Hurry up!
He's doing some damage to your long term.
Okay. I'm working on it. Okay. What if there were hundreds of hungry radio entities all flying around, and all they want in this endless white void are some s'mores?
How original.
Oh my god. It actually worked. They're eating him. They're eating Dr. Mega Mallow. This is incredible.
Yeah, get that sugar truck, my baby. Eat him out. What? I'm part of your mind. That was both of us making it weird.
No! I don't understand. You cannot defeat me. I cannot be eaten out of existence.
Believe it, Doctor. You can't have my mind.
Diana, snap out of it!
Reese, where are you?
Wake up, Diana, wake up! We've got a real shitstorm happening topside.
I've gotta go.
Jet, I'm part of your memories, remember? I'll always be with you.
Regrettably.
Diana!
I'm coming, Reese!
Diana!
Oh, I'm back. Okay, I'm okay. I'm back.
A little late for any heroics. That damn radio broadcast turned everyone into, well, tentacle radio people. Who would have thought?
Oh no. I think I did this.
No time for being a sad sack. We gotta bolt before we become monster meat.
Couldn't agree more.
Going somewhere, ladies?
Reese, watch out!
Ah! My leg! Ursula bit my leg!
Ha 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 ha!
And stay down, you insufferable sadist. Come on, Reese. We've got to make a break for it.
Which way do we go?
Away from here, quick. The south hall is a straight shot to the exit.
I can't, Diana. My leg.
No, but we're so close. Come on, I'll help you.
Are you crazy? That exit might as well be a mile away. I'll never make it.
You've got to, or else we're both dead in about 10 seconds.
Make that 5.
What? What's wrong? Reese?
I think this is the end of the line for me, Bug Buddy. I can feel myself changing into one of those things.
No. I'm not gonna lose you two. I've lost too many people already.
It's okay, Bubs. I was never any good for this world anyway. I'll only slow you down. Who knows? Maybe this is the thrill I've been waiting for.
I don't want to leave you.
Look, the both of us know you can't stay here. You've got to figure out what's going on, and you've got to put a stop to it. Or, you know, whatever sentimental hero crap they say in the movies.
Reese.
Go! Now!
Almost there. Come on. Almost there. I'm sorry, Reese! Almost there. I can't take it anymore. I can't take any of this anymore. No more aliens, no more horror, no more losing my friends. Why me? God, why me?
Halt, resident. Identify yourself and prepare for imminent inspection.
Oh, come on.
Secure the building. Nothing even associated with the cult gets out. That's an order.
Yes, sir. You all heard the commander. Now let's go, 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 go. Y'all better bring me some radio meat or you're sleeping in my bed tonight. And that is not a good thing.
What the hell is going on?
Move out, move out. Everyone move out now.
Thompson?
Diana? It is
you. It's really you.
I can't believe Diana's alive.
I can't begin to say how happy I am to see you.
I thought you were gone from this world.
Oh my god, you're all grown up. And a military commander?
Resistance commander, actually.
Resistance?
There's a lot we need to catch up. Humanity has changed since you disappeared back in 1957. Thompson to base. Deploy Bleaker AI for immediate retrieval. Tell him an old friend will be joining us.
Bleaker? He's alive too?
He's fine. Well, what's left of him. He was badly beat up after you vanished, but I think you'll dig his new bionic look.
This is a hell of a night. I can't believe it's all real, but the entity, it's here. It turned those patients into alien monsters.
Unfortunately, I doubt that's the last we see of our interdimensional friend. The real one is still out there. It's somewhere. It's been popping up all over through proxy radios, broadcasting its chaos and leaving a trail of bloodshed behind it.
Proxy radios?
Requesting backup, yeah!
I promise I'll explain everything. The radio, its cult, the rise of consumerism, and aerobics, but for now, really gotta get out of here.
Okay. Don't need to tell me twice.
It Listens from the Radio is a Lonely Specter production. Do you like spooky content? Do you want more of it in your life? Well then, scuttle on over to Lonely Specter Productions on all social media platforms.